Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
You did it. Okay. All right. Here I am. How are you? That's good. Oops, pardon me. Oh, that was just me. I tripped over. Now, I noticed, why are you walking backwards with a camera in your hand? You were keeping with the music. It's like you are musical, right?
Indeed.
And how so?
I played it all through grade school and high school, and I really like it a lot now.
Yeah. Well, what do you play?
Guitar at this point.
Yeah. At this point? Earlier points, you played other?
It was a euphonium in the band.
Euphonium.
A low brass.
Low brass. Mm-hmm. And you went string. What happened?
I like the sound of an acoustic guitar, I guess.
You do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you lost the taste for the euphonium?
Oh, no. My son still plays it.
Yes, but that's your son.
He is. No.
Are you in euphonium right now?
Every once in a while, when I get home.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And you got that from your dad?
Yeah.
So there's a gene for that, euphonium gene?
I think so.
And you are?
Tom Sigler.
Okay. And mm-hmm. You're?
Bob.
Bob, and of course, we can't forget.
Sharon.
The Siglers?
Indeed.
The yep. Siglers, ladies and gentlemen. A musical family. We love that. They love music. And Kevin Nice is here, wanting to know who is Sweet Pea's father, Popeye or Brutus? Or Wimpy? Wimpy would be the long shot, I would say. Why do you even care, Kevin? Where are you, Kevin?
Pluto.
Huh?
Pluto.
Pluto?
Pluto diet.
I don't think so. Who is Sweet Pea? Yeah, who's the mother? But she's single.
Oh,
what?
Boy.
It's her niece. Her niece. What?
It's Al Boyle's niece, I think.
Yeah. Do we know who the mother is, even?
No.
This is a bigger mystery than we even thought when we opened this can of worms, this can of spinach. Did you ask this question?
Yes, I did.
What's the matter with you?
I have no idea. It's one of those things that make you go,
Stand up here for a second. Let's see what kind of person asks a question like this. Are you an old Popeye fan? Wait, they're over here if you want to see them.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I used to watch Popeye when I was a young kid growing up. Sure.
The old ones were good when they actually used to draw them, you know?
Oh, I don't think I saw those. I don't think I went that far back, but.
Okay. I don't know why. I must have seen it somewhere. I don't know where I saw it then. That's okay. And Wimpy, and did you have a favorite character? Or?
Brutus. I like Brutus.
You do?
Yeah. He was kind of the manly man.
But he was mean.
That part I didn't like.
Mean, awful, and beat up everybody.
But in the end, he got beat up by Popeye all the time, right?
Yeah.
He didn't like spinach, and I guess I didn't like spinach either.
Have you ever done therapy or anything? talk about some of these prototypical images that are locked deep inside you?
I think I got rid of that a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Right.
We got, you must be Hannah then.
Yeah.
All right. Is this your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, on occasion.
You seem reluctant to admit that.
So they tell me.
So they tell me. It says go to school. When asked what you did, go to school. I notice a question mark there.
Well, I'm 14. I don't have a job.
Okay. But why the question mark? You're not sure you go to school?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. Hey, where do you go? You go to Wanakee?
Yes.
Fighting...
Warriors.
Warriors. Your question disturbs me a little bit.
I wanted to know why men have nipples.
Yes. Just to break up the hair, I think, is my little change in topography, I think.
If you went to eighth grade health, you'd want to know that, too.
Yeah. Did you have to take eighth grade health?
Unfortunately.
Yes. Did you find it helpful or healthful?
Disturbing, mostly.
I know. We had something called hygiene in my day.
We don't have that.
I was afraid to ask what it was. How many of you had hygiene? Do you have hygiene class? What was that? We had an ancient woman gym teacher teaching us hygiene. It was like pre-sex, you know, I think. And we didn't talk about anything much except how to wash yourself. I don't know if there was a washcloth involved or something. So it could have been worse.
Yeah, it does get worse.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, the nice family.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, the nice family. Thank you for coming. Nice to have you here. With all the rain we're having, why doesn't my grass grow? Ah, you know, watercress, Peter. Got to go to watercress now. Where's Peter? Canaan. Did it phonetically. Okay. Not worth the trip, is it? Did you want to talk to me? Oh, okay. I don't want to discuss lawn care or anything. Have you got anything else for me? Come on, Pete, stand up here. Defend your grass. What's it doing now? It's been drowned all this time?
I plant grass, it rains, and the grass seed goes away.
Okay. Just don't plant it. Eventually it will all dry out and something will grow there. That's my theory on lawns. You know.
I don't like mud.
Okay.
I want grass.
Okay. Sorry, I can't help you. Wrong show. Nice talking with you. Anyhow.
Thank you, Michael. Let's
trip all the way over to this side of the room. He wants grass. You know what? We're going to go to the What Do You Know quiz. Now, I'm not saying that he drove me to it, but I'm saying that we should probably do that. And if I could meet you over at the aisle here, because we have to find out who can and cannot participate in the quiz. Legally, we are enjoined to do this, and we must therefore do this. And you are?
Sue Merman.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You from around here? Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm from Virginia.
Yeah, from around here in Virginia. Okay. Sue, give this to you. Get
okay.
out of your way.
All right. Okay, the four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own show. Well, I'm thinking of stocking my basement with trout. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Yeah, with you. That's a preview again. Good mic technique, by the way. Very professional. Who's done that before? You can tell. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. No, stop clapping for a minute. Turn the sign off. You want to play the quiz? Let's see. There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, come on down here. That was very quick. So you're a little late. I got somebody. You got to react. It's very important to react. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. And you are?
Laura Dixon.
Laura?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great.
You're fine, and you asked me how I was.
I'm pretty excited.
Okay, me too. Laura, and where are you from, Laura?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, Cincinnati, Ohio. Beautiful Cincinnati. Laura, you got to give me one good reason to play the quiz, and you're in.
Because the only reason that we're here today is because we wanted to see your show and play the quiz.
Holy cow. Can you think of a better reason than that? Come on down here. Or come on up here. Or down and up. Yeah, step right up there, Laura. Have a seat there if you would, next to the emu. They're very nice. You can buy those if you want a stuffed emu. We just had, I don't know how we got it in the first place, but we do have it, so we use it. How are you? Pretty good then, huh?
I'm good.
You're
thank
still
you.
Good since, yeah, since yeah. we met earlier? Okay, Laura, the usual way. Spelled
L-A-U-R-A.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very good. So what are you doing these days in Cincinnati?
I work at the University of Cincinnati.
Oh, you do? What do you do for them?
I'm a paper pusher.
Paper pusher?
Yes.
Any particular papers you push? Or?
I manage the graduate program for one of the departments in the College of Medicine.
And what do those papers say then that you're pushing? Is that
they say
application?
Ah, you have achieved candidacy, or you need to work on this, or you
oh,
know.
Oh, so you're really the person to know.
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to know the person, you want to get into all graduate programs at Cincinnati?
No, just one department.
Oh, which department is that?
It's molecular genetics.
I could do that. Piece of cake.
My son is much more interesting. He's finishing his MA in applied economics this summer. Yes!
Yes, applied economics.
Yes! Yes.
Now go out there and apply those economics, young man. So he, where did he get that from, that interest?
I used to be in the Department of Economics.
Oh, you did? Were you pushing paper in economics, too? Or?
I was. It was a really fun place.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the crash came, right? And
I just had a better offer.
From molecular, what is it, pharmacology?
Genetics.
Genetics. Why is everything pharmacology? I don't know why. It ends up being pharmacology, doesn't it?
Sometimes. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a background in that, in the genetics?
No, actually, but no. I've learned a lot about it since I've been there.
Picked up quite a few
things. I
can
tell you all about, cells called jerkats.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. J-U-R-K-A-T, jerkat.
Okay. Tell me about them.
Oh. Well, it's a somehow it's an artificially created cell, and they use that to see what they can do to zap cancer.
Oh, how interesting. And that goes on in Cincinnati? Is that a big...
In my department.
Area? Mm-hmm. Naturally, in your department.
And they also work
in the English
on something
department,
called...
probably very little interest.
Shigatoxin. Shigatoxin is one of the things that causes diarrhea.
That's a Yiddish word. Not with the shigatoxin. Stop with the shigatoxin.
Don't stop kvetching, right?
Yeah, stop kvetching about the shigatoxin. And that causes... Oh, okay.
Got fine. Diarrhea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, very nice. Laura Sonoff there plays along with you, and you know this works. It's cooperative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In various categories, as you'll see. And how does that work then, Sarah?
People who want to play, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669.
Okay.
And you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, here it is. In what part of the U.S. is a sweetened carbonated beverage called a Coke? Now, we have soda, we have pop. In one part of the country, they're not called soda or pop. They're called Coke. So give me that means any sweetened carbonated beverage. What part of the country does that occur in is what we want to know. We go to the phones now. Tom's in Red House, Virginia. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. See if you can tell me this, Tom. In what part of the country is a sweetened carbonated beverage called a Coke?
I would say the South.
Yes, that's it. That's too easy, isn't it? I don't know. And you're in Virginia. It's really not fair. You should have asked someone from up north.
Well, actually, I am from up north.
Oh, you are? Where are you from?
I'm from Jersey Shore.
Oh, you are? And you're down in... Yeah. Are you living down in Virginia now?
Yeah, now we're living down here.
Oh, interesting. Tom, this is Laura. She's your partner in this.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Laura.
So if Jerk Cat comes up, you're in business. Okay, two of you are a team. General knowledge, you know how it works, Tom?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. And then we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Tom, you pick the first one.
Science.
Science it is. Okay. See, jerk cat. No. Babies know what's going on with other babies. At what age? In other words, they can read their emotions of another baby. At what age? Is it 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months?
Laura?
I get sort of empathetic.
I'm thinking about 6 months, maybe.
Hmm. I'm kind of leaning that way.
Okay. So should we say that?
Yes.
Laura?
Okay. 6 months is right. Exactly. On the money. And at 7 months, they can duplicate adults' emotions. So that's pretty good. They can mimic emotions at 7 months. Yes.
One right, zero wrong.
Nice.
And the categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Laura, what do you have?
Current events.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. new fertility treatment. No, I don't know about that. Okay. No, you don't want that. So, can we use our electronic devices or not? On board the plane right now.
No.
Still no?
Oh.
Agree, Tom?
I just flew back from China.
The plane is in the air.
You just flew back from China?
Yeah. No.
Were you allowed to use your electronic device?
Well, I guess that's after you were in mid-flight and they said it was okay at some point,
But you still can't use them other times.
Right.
Okay. She says no.
I agree.
Yes, no, but and no is yes. They're supposed to change that, but it hasn't happened yet.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, you're really on a roll here. What's left there?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay. Tom?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends could be anything. How was Homo erectus's fastball?
Fastball.
Hello, Tom, you still there?
Yes, I'm still listen. Here.
Laura? Homo erectus, did he have a good fastball?
Sure.
Sure?
Oh, no.
Or, no, I'm just saying, you seem pretty certain of it. I don't know, Tom, you want to weigh in on this? This is recent.
What do you mean, in accuracy or
in... I mean, even having one. Good. Did he have a good fastball or not? Or did he rely too heavily on his slider?
Maybe his arms
so.
Weren't very good yet.
This is a recent
so
discovery. They found some bones, and they found the articulation of the bones, and it seems that it would affect a fastball. And I want to know, what did they find?
He had a slider.
Laura, you're making a lot of faces at me.
I don't know what that
means. You like me or what?
That's my baseball kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he had a good fastball.
No, you're
not.
A
bad fastball.
No, you're not. You're not going to say that.
He had a bad fastball.
You are not going to say that. Is she, Tom?
He had a bad fastball.
Let me ask you, could he throw a fastball if he had to save his life from love or money?
I don't think so.
Huh?
I agree with
Put
that.
Put a different way? Yeah. Yes, that's right. No, he couldn't. He couldn't throw a fastball. The articulation, he could throw a changeup. That's all I could do. You get a changeup because of the way this was attached here. Well, that's unbelievable. They have won the quiz.
They have, in fact, won, yes.
You seem sad about it.
Well, no, it's I'm on pins and needles about whether or not they're going to go for the mother load.
You're on pins and needles?
I am, in fact.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Very uncomfortable.
So you're saying that they could quit here and they'd be content with whatever you'd give them.
That's right. They'll be content with whatever I give them regardless, but they could go on and risk it all for the mother load.
That's kind of your mantra, isn't it? Yes. In general.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you say, Laura? Let's go for it?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Okay. Did you just get off the flight? Are you still readjusting?
I'm sleep deprived. We got here at 3 o'clock in the morning, Cincinnati time.
Really? When?
This morning, 3 o'clock our time.
From
2
China?
O'clock. No. But my son came back from China on the 26th.
Okay.
Two days ago.
But you're going for it. You got to get this right. If you get it right, you win everything practically we have. Get it wrong, you go home with nothing except memory, fond memories. So what's left as far as categories go?
They are people, places, or things you should have learned in school.
Okay, and then is it back to Tom then?
Yes,
no,
I believe so.
No, it's Laura's.
Oh.
Ms. Laura? Yeah.
Places.
Places, okay. Let's see where it is here. Okay, you don't want that one. No, you don't want that one. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that one. All right, the best place to be young, broke, and single, one of these cities. Is it Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, or Austin? Best place to be young, broke, and single. Milwaukee was number 14, by the way. Which is not bad.
What was the very last one?
Austin.
Oh.
Texas.
Well, that's like the Democratic hub of Texas, right? So they might be more generous there?
I didn't say that. I need to be writing in at this moment. Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, or Austin?
But they're very religious in Salt Lake City, so that might be good.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning Salt Lake, too.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Hey, come on. You're not up here. It's a lot of pressure. It's easy to groan, believe me.
Austin.
Especially my audience.
Austin.
You're saying Austin?
Yeah.
Best place to be young, broke, and single?
Yes.
Tom, you going to go with that?
Yes.
Yes, it is Austin or Milwaukee if you want number 14. Holy cow! A brilliant quiz.
Laura, you and a guest will enjoy comfort and tranquility with a one-night stay at the Hillcrest Hideaway Bed and Breakfast, located in southeastern Minnesota's scenic bluff country overlooking Lanesboro. Then get your message heard in a noisy world by reading Bang by Linda Kaplan Thaler and Robin Koval from Currency Paperbacks. Learn how entertainment industry careers were made long before the internet in David Renzin's The Mailroom, Hollywood History from the Bottom Up from Ballantine Books, and discover little-known politically incorrect facts about the people who shaped America's constitutional history in Robert Shankenberg's Secret Lives of the Supreme Court, What Your Teachers Never Told You About America's Legendary Justices from Quark Books. Tom, you can start summer days all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed with a cup of Steep & Brew's breakfast blend and relax with rich and tasty Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Steep & Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And then proclaim your love of great beer, great food, and all things Southern by wearing a Lazy Magnolia t-shirt, Mississippi's oldest packaging brewery established in 2003. Enjoy the outrageous tall tales and witty stories of Bill Lepp, five-time champion of West Virginia's Liars Contest on the CD Punching the Lard from Buck Dog Records, and learn and laugh until the cows come home with What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books.
She should get one of those, too.
Can okay, you that? Can have one of those,
yeah,
too.
You need to have that.
Congratulations.
Your next 14-hour trip.
That's right.
Thank you guys did a great job. Thanks, Laura. Tom, hang on for a second. We'll make sure you get all that stuff. Thanks for playing.
Tickets are available for our upcoming shows in Madison. Call 608-262-2201 or click over to notmuch.com to reserve your tickets now. Go to notmuch.com to keep up with the What Do You Know fun throughout the week. You can join our Facebook family, enjoy Michael's fantastic tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.